September 10th, 2017. Dear Dad, I don't really even know how to start this letter. I've tried 5 times now and can't seem to find the right words. Part of the problem is there's too much to write. A lot has happened since that night they took you away, and to catch you up on everything would take time I'm not really sure I have at this point. I will say, I got your letters. All 104 of them. I read every single one, and now I owe you an apology. Maybe that's the best place to start. I'm sorry, Dad, for not writing you sooner. Not that I could have responded to the letters you sent me for reasons wholly outside my control. I only gained access to them a few days ago, almost a full year after you stopped writing. But even that is saying something, isn't it? Whether I knew about it or not, you wrote to me consistently for over 4 years without ever receiving a response. I could have done the same. I also want to apologize for letting myself believe you'd given up on me. When I got to some of the later letters you wrote and realized you'd been under the impression I'd given up on you, I don't know. It kind of stabbed me in the heart a little bit. I'm gonna be real, Dad. I've never really felt like I've had much power, I guess, but reading that last letter from you, that one part where you say you know you made some mistakes and you wouldn't blame me for wanting to pretend you don't exist, but that you hope I never forget that you love me and will always want only the best for me, man, that really made me feel some type of way. I didn't realize I could make you feel like that, Dad. It seems so backwards. You're the parent, and I'm the kid. I guess I just assumed my feelings toward you didn't really matter because you're the one with the authority? I don't know how to explain it. Let me make it clear, even though I feel kind of funny writing it. Dad, I could never forget you, and I have never wanted to pretend like you don't exist. And I'm sorry for ever making you feel like I could. Everything is just real messed up. Everything. Which leads me to my final apology. I failed, Dad. I failed to become what you believed I could be. I've gotten in a lot of trouble over the years, and I'm in some trouble now. It's too much to explain right now, but after you got taken away, bad thing after bad thing after bad thing started happening. Your letters were hidden from me for a long time because of some of those bad things. And the person who hid them is no longer with us, which is another kind of bad thing that might have led to a definitely bad thing. Anyway, without you, I didn't really have anybody in my corner. I'm sure that sounds like an excuse, but it's true. Mama had her own stuff going on, and my favorite teacher left, and it seemed like no matter how good I tried to do, it never worked. And I really did try. I need you to believe me on that. I don't want to think too much about it because there's nothing that can be done about it now, and that makes me real mad. But I can't help but wonder how different things might have been if I'd gotten your letters when you sent them. Honestly, I just cried as I read your words about how much you believed in me and how you were taking responsibility for your actions, but you knew I was headed in a different direction. How thinking about all the great things I would do is what kept you going. Dad. If I'd known that, I would have, I don't know, maybe I would have, I can't even write it. Doesn't matter now. I chose my path, though, real talk, and I promise this isn't me making an excuse. I don't really see where there was a different path for a dude like me. Just like there probably wasn't a different one for a dude like you.